online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Almost 1,000 soldiers have been sent out today to patrol key locations as the UK's terror threat level is raised to critical. It's after a suicide bomber targeted Ariana Grande's gig in Manchester, and it means another attack is highly likely.
It is now concluded, on the basis of today's investigations, that the threat level should be increased from severe to critical. This means that their assessment is not only that an attack remains highly likely, but that a further attack may be imminent.
The 22 people killed on Monday night are still being named, and we now know 64 other people were also injured. 20 of those are still critical.
There is damage to major organs, major injuries in terms of limbs. Some of these individuals are going to need very long-term care and support.
The attacker has been named as British-born 22-year-old man Salman Abedi. Earlier, three more people were arrested in connection with the attack. Sky's Tom Parmenter is outside house in Manchester, which was raided overnight.
I've been speaking to one of the neighbours here who said that what he saw in the early hours was a father figure of a family being led away along with some younger sons. Now, of course, we don't know whether or not they are the people actually arrested or their connection to the investigation, but certainly neighbours here seeing multiple people detained.
The Home Secretary says it's likely the attacker wasn't acting alone, while French officials say he had travelled to Syria and had links to Islamic State. Vigils have been held across the country as a mark of respect to the victims and their families. Jo has more.
As thousands of people met in Manchester's Albert Square last night. Prayers were said in Chatham.
The entire Medway community, myself and my family and my church, my constituency, our hearts and our prayers are with you.
Dozens of people joined local politicians and members of the emergency services to pay their respects.
I've got kids. I want to make the world a better place, and I think it's the power of the people. Come along and do the right thing. Don't let them think that they've scared us.
I do think that when tragedy strikes, everyone pulls together and shows that actually we can't be destroyed and beaten. However, it shouldn't be what we're having to do, because we should live in a society where that's not the case.
Kent Police have told us they haven't requested any extra military support, but we'll be reviewing the situation regularly. There's also been extra armed police patrols around the county. Here's the Home Secretary, Amber Rudd.
We have 984 members of the military coming forward as requested by the police. They will be initially deployed in London, but also in the rest of the country as requested.
And we'll be keeping you up to date on this story throughout the afternoon.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Also today, a lorry driver has been arrested and five people have died in a crash on the M6. It happened near Stoke at just after 4:30 this morning. Another person is in a critical condition in hospital. There's another warning today that sites like Facebook, Instagram and Twitter are having a big impact on young people's mental health. Figures from the NSPCC show one in three calls they receive are from someone who's struggling. Experts claim it's putting teenagers at risk of loneliness and depression. 21-year-old Natalie Forrester from Deal says online bullying is also a big issue.
When I was at school, something came about which was like Ask FM or something. That was the sort of place where bullying would occur, and so it became a place where actually people started asking very sort of open questions, but things that were quite mean as well to people who were going through like a difficult time in their life.
One man has been treated by paramedics after a fire at a house near Lydd. Around 20 firefighters were called to the parade in Greatstone at just after 11:30 this morning. Four crews remain at the scene, and as Andy mentioned, several roads in the area have been closed. And a man accused of murdering a pensioner in Faversham has made his first appearance at Crown Court today. The body of a 75-year-old man was found at a bungalow in Crisping Close last Friday. Anthony Goodwin, who's 62 and from the town, is due to enter a plea in July and has been remanded in custody.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Back to our top story, and Manchester United players, fans and staff will pay their respects to the victims of Monday's terror attack before tonight's Europa League final. There will be a minute's silence before the game with Ajax in Stockholm, and players will be wearing black armbands. Man U legend Ryan Giggs says it's going to be a very difficult game.
I'm not surprised by the reaction of the people of Manchester. You know, it's a great city full of great people, and Terrible scenes, and my thoughts go out to the families and the victims and obviously the people who are injured.
And that gets underway at 7:45. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.